Hey everyone, I'm excited to be talking about AI and orthodontics today, and specifically this really crucial issue of bias that we're seeing. And we're really lucky to be drawing on some incredible research from Dr. Baxman, a leading voice in this field. Their work really digs deep into both the amazing potential and the really important concerns about bias that we need to be thinking about. And so, Dr. Baxman, we're going to unpack the complications of bias that we need to be thinking about.
Yeah, Dr. Baxman really lays it all out there, don't they? I mean, imagine being able to diagnose problems faster, create truly personalized treatment plans, and potentially even see better outcomes for patients. But at the same time, Dr. Baxman's not afraid to say, hey, there's this big elephant in the room, and it's biased.
Right. It's almost like AI has this halo effect. You know, people just assume it's going to be objective and fair because it's based on data and algorithms. But Dr. Baxman really challenges that notion.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that really struck me in their work was this analogy they use about training an AI to recognize a perfect smile.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that.
So they say, imagine you're teaching an AI what a perfect smile looks like, but you're only showing it pictures of one type of smile. Then you show that AI a smile from a completely different ethnic group. It might not be able to assess it accurately because its whole understanding of what a perfect smile is so limited. It's a really powerful way to show how bias can creep into AI, even when no one's intentionally trying to be discriminatory.
Yeah, that really hits home because it's not always about someone deliberately being prejudiced. It's about these hidden assumptions that can get baked into the data.
Exactly. And Dr. Baxman goes even further. They talk about how even the experts who are putting together the data sets for AI training can unintentionally bring their own biases to the table.
It's not just about having tons of data. It's about making sure that data is truly representative and diverse.
Right. 100%. Dr. Baxman really stresses this point about the need for data sets that reflect the full spectrum of patients and treatments. If AI systems are mainly trained on data from male patients, they might not be as accurate when it comes to diagnosing or treating women. And Dr. Baxman points out how this same kind of bias can sneak into orthodontic AI as well.
Okay, so we've got this problem of biased data, but how does that bias actually play out in the real world? Like, what kinds of biases are we talking about specifically in orthodontics?
Well, Dr. Baxman breaks it down into different types of bias that can pop up in healthcare AI, and they give some really clear examples of how these biases could actually show up in orthodontics.
Okay, give me an example.
So one type is called selection bias. Imagine a researcher who really believes in using extractions for orthodontic treatment, like they really favor that approach. When they're picking cases to train an AI system, they might choose more cases where extractions worked out great and fewer cases where non-extraction treatments were successful.
So the AI is learning from a skewed perspective from the get-go.
Exactly. And that can lead to the AI recommending extractions more often than it should.
And I bet this kind of bias could be especially problematic for patients from underrepresented groups who maybe weren't included enough in that initial data set.
You hit the nail on the head, and Dr. Baxman is really worried about the potential for racial and socioeconomic bias being amplified by AI. They even point to a study where AI-generated racial models actually ended up making racial disparities worse.
Whoa, okay. That's a big red flag. It sounds like we really need to be proactive about tackling these biases. But is there a way to make AI and orthodontics more equitable? Like, does Dr. Baxman give us any hope here?
They do. Dr. Baxman lays out some really solid solutions. And one of the most interesting is this framework they call the 4D solution. It's super practical and focuses on four key areas: data development, delivery, and dashboard.
That's a really nice way to think about it, like a roadmap for making AI fairer. So the first D is for data, which we've already talked about. And Dr. Baxman is really clear here. It's not just about having mountains of data. You need the right kind of data that actually reflects all the different kinds of patients out there. You need to be actively looking for data from groups that are often left out of research and making sure our data sets aren't skewed towards certain demographics or just one type of treatment.
Makes sense. So, diverse data is the foundation. What about that second D, development? This is where it gets super interesting. Dr. Baxman takes us behind the scenes of how these AI algorithms are actually built, and they emphasize how important it is for the developers to choose unbiased variables and then rigorously test those algorithms on a diverse group of patients. The whole goal is to make sure that the AI works equally well for everyone.
It sounds like a pretty massive undertaking. How do you minimize bias when you're building an AI?
Actually, yeah, they bring up this method called SVM, which stands for Support Vector Machines. It's a type of machine learning algorithm that has shown a lot of promise when it comes to reducing bias. Basically, SVMs are really good at figuring out the best boundaries between different categories of data. So in orthodontics, you could use an SVM to help an AI tell the difference between different types of malocclusions while minimizing the influence of stuff like race or socioeconomic status that could introduce bias.
Okay, I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together. What about delivery? How does that play into making AI systems more equitable?
Dr. Baxman argues that even if you have great data and you've built your algorithms carefully, you still need to think about how that AI is actually used in clinical settings. Delivery is all about making sure everyone has equal access to these AI-powered tools and services. And it also highlights how crucial it is for orthodontists to be aware of potential biases and to do their part to mitigate those biases.
It's not just about building a better AI. It's about using it responsibly and making sure it benefits all patients.
You got it. And that leads us to the last D dashboard. This is one of the coolest parts of Dr. Baxman's 4D solution, in my opinion. They suggest building feedback mechanisms right into the AI systems so clinicians can flag potential biases as they see them happening in real time.
Hold on, that's fascinating.
Okay, so picture this. An orthodontist is using an AI tool to help them plan treatments, but they start to notice that the AI seems to always recommend a certain time of treatment for patients from a particular ethnic group.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Right. So they could use this dashboard feature to report that observation straight to the developers. Then the developers can investigate, figure out where that bias is coming from, and tweak the AI algorithms to make them more fair.
Wow. So it's like we're all working together to make the AI better and fairer. That's amazing.
Totally agree. It's all about teamwork. Dr. Baxman makes this really important point that getting rid of bias isn't a one-and-done kind of thing. It takes constant effort, vigilance, and open communication between everyone involved. Alas, the vesting preset for being biased was definitely not established by Amazon.
I love this idea of a dashboard. It makes AI feel less like this mysterious black box and more like a tool that we can all work on together to improve. It's almost like a built-in system of checks and balances.
You nailed it. It really underscores the fact that even though AI is incredibly powerful, it's ultimately a tool created and used by humans. And we have responsibility to make sure it's used ethically and in a way that benefits everyone.
This has been so eye-opening. I feel like I've gone from being kind of intimidated by AI to being really excited about what it could do. I'm starting to see how AI could actually revolutionize orthodontics in a good way.
I'm glad to hear that. I think a lot of people have that initial fear, the unknown with AI, but the more we learn about it, the more we realize that it's not about AI taking over the world. It's a tool, and we can decide how to use it.
Absolutely. It's all about making conscious choices. Dr. Baxman's work really highlights that point. We have the power to use AI to create a more equitable future for orthodontics, but it takes awareness, intentionality, and collaboration. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the potential of AI and orthodontics to the very real dangers of bias and Dr. Baxman's amazing 4D solution for addressing those biases head on. I feel like I have a much better understanding of this whole complex issue now, but I'm curious, what about the bigger picture? What can Dr. Baxman's work tell us about the future of AI in healthcare as a whole?
I think Dr. Baxman's work in orthodontics is like a model for thinking about AI in all of healthcare. They're not just pointing out the problems, they're actually giving us practical solutions that could work in any medical field. Like, take that 4D solution. That framework could help us make fairer AI systems in cardiology, oncology, dermatology, you name it.
Right. The principles are the same, even if the specifics might change, depending on what kind of medicine you're talking about.
Exactly. And I think Dr. Baxman's focus on collaboration is so important. We need doctors and researchers and data scientists and ethicists all working together to make sure AI is developed and used the right way.
I totally agree. It's a shared responsibility. We need everyone's input and expertise. So what about the clinicians out there who are already using AI or thinking about using it in their practice? What advice would you give them?
That's a great question. I think the most important thing is to really be critical of AI. Don't just assume it's a perfect solution. Find out things like what data was used to train the AI, how it was developed, and what's being done to keep an eye on bias and make sure it's being addressed.
So it's like doing your homework before you buy a new gadget or tool for your practice.
You wouldn't just start using a new piece of equipment without knowing how it works, what the risks are, and how to use it safely. AI is no different.
And I imagine it's crucial for clinicians to be aware of their own biases and how those biases might affect how they use AI.
Absolutely. We all have biases, whether we realize it or not, and those biases can influence how we look at data and how we use AI. To think critically and to always question our own assumptions.
It sounds like the path to fairer AI begins with self-reflection and a commitment to keep learning and growing.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And that commitment needs to go beyond just individual clinicians. We need a culture in healthcare that values diversity, equity, and inclusion, and where everyone feels empowered to be part of the solution. The potential payoff is huge.
This has been such a thought-provoking conversation. Dr. Baxman's work is truly groundbreaking, and I'm so grateful for their insights.
I'm so glad you found it valuable. It's through conversations like this that we can spread awareness, encourage people to think critically, and ultimately make real change happen.
You're absolutely right. If you're an orthodontist using AI or thinking about using it, we want to leave you with this question to think about. How would you make sure that you're using AI responsibly and fairly for all of your patients?
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you found this valuable and want to keep exploring the intersection of AI and healthcare with us, make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Your support helps us bring more insightful content your way. Stay curious, stay informed, and we'll catch you in the next episode.